What's going on, Bud Mashes? I'm Mr. Gamer.
And I'm Kitty Duvall.
And welcome to SBR Reports Episode 47, E3 2018 and Indiepop 2018.
Oh boy.
Okay, so, first of all, apologies for not recording last Friday. We were busy.
We were in Indiana.
Very, very busy. And I, unfortunately, there is not enough proper time on this podcast to give you everything that happened because... aside from the wonderful convention that was IndiePopCon in Indianapolis, Indiana, we also had E3 and everything that that entailed. And sweet Celestia, there's quite a bit to unpack. So first of all, I would like to start off with the big three: Sony's E3 presentation, Microsoft's E3 presentation, and Nintendo's still continuing E3. Presentation. And
a Nintendo Direct?
Yes, basically. it was basically a Direct. They know what they're doing at this point. They've been doing it well. So let's start off with Microsoft's. Now, what I felt from Microsoft's E3 presentation was a lot of telling us a lot of wonderful things about games that they're going to be releasing, but then you're not showing us anything. And unfortunately, the same could be said with Sony.
I mean, they did like come out with Kingdom Hearts 3, like, yo!
Well, yeah, but at the same time, was that anything we didn't already know? Was it anything new?
I mean, Aqua turned to the darkness, so she's not boring anymore. They don't wear zippers anymore. It is buttons and plaid. Plus Elsa's kingdom.
Yes, Twitch. Okay, so obviously there's that. We're going to have even more Let It Go memes. I know that's going to be showing up again.
Like, Donald, let your healing spells go.
So, unfortunately, I'm gonna be honest with you, Button Mashers. I was not impressed. I was not impressed about anything specific about Sony and Microsoft. Now, what caught my eye? Let's go one level up. What caught my eye, though initially I will say I poo-pooed on it, was Fallout 76. I think Fallout 76 will be an amazing video game if they took everything that had to do with Fallout out of it. And I only say that because it's not a typical Fallout game the same way that Let's Go Eevee and Let's Go Pikachu are not typical Pokemon games.
So you want to have the Pokemon there without it being called Pokemon?
I think if they would have simply just called it Pokemon Go on the Switch, then I would have been happier. Because that's a more honest presentation to the consumer.
So nitpicky.
I know exactly what I want, and unfortunately, Let's Go Eevee and Let's Go Pikachu isn't what I want. But I can't say
exactly. Let's go. Go.
Somewhere else. Because that's exactly what I'm going to be doing.
Oh my god.
I can't. I'm sorry.
You know what? I'm now going to get this game just to spite you.
You know what? And I hope you have a grand old time. You know a game you might also enjoy? Pokemon Quest. Because that's another not Pokemon game. It's free on the Nintendo Switch.
I mean, like... wait, is that the one where you're like
cubed? Everything's cubed, yeah. It's the one where everything is cubed.
I mean, they have plenty of Pokemon games that are not technically Pokemon games.
Well, yes, but the fact that this is the first Pokemon game that is a very...
On the Switch.
That is a very apparent upgrade of what is available on the mobile phone that's on the Switch. Like, the fact that you catching Pokemon is simply chucking a Joy-Con. Hey, two players, you both chuck the Joy-Con. You have no friends and your life is kind of meaningless. Why don't you do two-player with yourself? Oh, look, why? Double EXP. Sorry, I am just...
Who hurt you today?
It's been...
You need a hug.
It has been a day.
Come here, Mr. Gamer. Come on. I'm hugging you for the button masters. We're all hugging you. Why are you resisting the hug? Stop resisting the hug.
Because I haven't been able to talk about the only... And if it seems as if I just didn't... Oh, and by the way, if you're asking, oh, well, Mr. Gamer, what about EA? Considering the fact that I know I have a younger audience, I can't say what I want to say. So what I will say is, screw EA. I don't care. I mean, Anthem looked like... Okay, so you know what? Let's quickly talk about that for a tiny little bit.
Oh, Lord.
People were extremely happy about the fact that they announced no loot boxes. Yeah!
That doesn't mean they're not going to be there.
No, let's go back even further. Did people forget what Anthem was before it was shown at E3? Did people forget that during the trailer, that during the original showing of Anthem, that a huge... supply crate, not loot box, dropped from the sky, and you could get better gear. Well, if that's not a loot box, and that was something that they incorporated, something of monetary gain, and by monetary gain, I mean them taking money from the consumers and then the developer, then EA, then gaining it, then what else, how else are they going to incorporate that? Because you expect it to have this in the game so that you can make money. But now you're not going to have it in the game, which means that there's definitely going to be a we should be making money hole in Anthem. That's got to be filled with somewhere. You think EA is just going to, you know, let that go? No.
See, the thing is, it won't be called a loot box. It will be called a...
A supply crate?
Like, no, it'll just be all like, hey, here's a advancement.
An advancement, an event box, whatever. It's like, come on, it's a loot box. All right, so that's all the airtime that EA is going to get. Spider-Man. Oh, okay. So Spider-Man did look really nice.
I mean, I'm still tired of Spider-Man games, though.
Yeah, I unfortunately don't have
They're
much
not fun.
I don't really. I kind of stopped. Yeah, I just stopped because unfortunately, and. This is unfortunately with that one company, Bethesda, EA, and Microsoft. And you know what? Call me a Nintendo fanboy, but none of those press conferences were fun to me. None of the video games, with maybe the slight exception of Fallout 76, looked fun.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to say this because this is something I'm getting so tired and why I was so happy to see Nintendo, even though I'm just a filthy casual, so take my opinions with a grain of salt. Why must everything be dark and gritty? Why? Is adulthood just dark, blood, gore, sex, and rock and roll? Like,
because...
And our bad pop music?
I would argue that the idea is that you want realism. The idea is that you want to elicit some sort of emotion from the player. So perhaps trying to make the player feel as if you are the lone whomever doing whatever.
But see, the thing is, if I wanted to choose your own adventure realism, I would play Russian roulette with the goddamn news channels.
That's depressing.
Why?
This podcast is seeming significantly depressing.
Like... Seriously, it's like, and maybe it's just because they're genres I don't care for, because it's like, oh, more zombies, yay, battle royale, gotta shoot them up.
Oh, why? Not everything needs a battle royale. Not everything needs a
battle royale. That's what most of that was.
Okay.
Honestly, the thing before Nintendo, the only thing that I cared about was Kingdom Hearts. And even then, even though we have a release date, yay. I'm not going to believe it until I have that game in my hand being put into my system.
I mean, it's a good thing that we got... It's a good thing that, you know...
I'm treating it like Persona 5 when they kept pushing back the dates.
Hey, but it's like we've said before. Actually, it's not so much something that we've said, but something that we've said that someone else has said, which is a delayed game is eventually good. A rushed game is forever bad.
Yeah,
and you know
it's
what?
It's been 13 years.
Okay, we're not. Let's hope. We're just going to have hope that Kingdom Hearts is not going to fall in the realm of Duke Nukem, where you know people waited years for Duke Nukem, and then it turned out to be garbage.
You're literally pinning your hand on a toilet to grab a turd.
Why?
That was the first thing.
And your health bar is your ego. I'm sorry.
I mean, that fits you, but... All right, Button Masters, so let's give Mr. Gamer another hug.
Anyway, let's brighten this thing up and talk about the thing that I actually liked. And
Mechas! That's how Nintendo opened up.
Okay, yeah.
I'm here looking at it. I'm seriously, because I was watching it live when it first started. I just saw Mechs. I'm like, what Gundam shit is this?
So, what Nintendo presented to me, which was basically a Nintendo Direct, except, you know, on steroids, was what I would love for other, what the other, I would like for other companies to adopt, and that is...
So, actual gameplay?
Please.
Please. Seriously?
I would, because I want to know what I'm getting into, because, and this is kind of the analogy that I use. Give me something I can sink my teeth into. And Nintendo has been successfully doing that. For example, how long did they tease Breath of the Wild until they finally dropped the delicious burger in front of us and was like, okay, dig in. And oh boy, did we. Now, another wonderful thing that happened on the Nintendo Switch. Well, for Nintendo and then the Nintendo Switch. Fortnite. Do you know how many downloads? Do you know how many downloads that game had in the span of 24 hours?
What?
2 million.
That does not surprise me. People who don't even, my friends that don't play Fortnite, downloaded Fortnite.
Now, unfortunately, because of that, there are something else that we have to bring up. An Australian such and such.
Do we have to bring this up?
We do have to bring this up.
But she's so irrelevant.
But she is a perfect example of what is wrong in our world. An Australian such and such was on the USA, the Today Show, talking about how Fortnite is terrible and bad for kids because of the over 100 studies, to which she referenced absolutely none, about the link between violent video games, aggression, and violent behavior. Now, obviously, those with a brain could tell, okay, congratulations, you got your clicks, can we move on?
Oh, wait, no, that just hit me. We already covered someone who also made that claim that there are hundreds of studies that link video games to violence, and it turned out that wasn't the case and that scientists were just pretty much like...
Yeah, no, we do not have enough data
for
this.
We covered this already. You obviously didn't listen to our podcast, lady, before you made yourself look like Boo Boo the Flu.
And the reason I say she is a perfect example of what is wrong is it's this longstanding issue of people who have no idea what they're talking about making decisions about the things that they have no idea about. Just spouting absolute nonsense. Now, obviously, you wanted to talk about Fortnite, the most popular video game in the world right now.
I
want to say Fortnite is the most popular video game right now in the world.
Because back in the day when they wanted to bring up a shooter, they would just bring up Call of Duty. So yeah, Fortnite is...
GTA.
Well, GTA was always going to be brought up, but GTA is brought up for, like, you know, mass shootings and stuff.
And things
like Call of Duty and Fortnite are brought up just because Lil Jim decided to punch Timmy.
Now,
while screaming yeet.
I
actually saw a kid do this today. It was hilarious.
That's terrible. Anywho. So, because, and I'm going to get back to the happiness that was the Nintendo E3. I can't get upset anymore like I used to, though I guess I'll just have to wait till someone, you know, really says something that fires me up. When someone states that X video game is bad and X video game causes this. So can we talk about perhaps all the killing in Star Wars? Can we talk about how ridiculous some rappers are in their videos and how they are setting a terrible impression on kids? Can we talk about literally anything else except video games? Now, obviously, I know that what I just named are previous targets that have been made by the mainstream media because video games are becoming more popular. And because they're becoming more popular, we need
more mainstream, yes.
We need to find something relevant to talk about so that we get those clicks. We need it. News is all about sensationalism.
I mean, to be fair, I still see people attacking hip hop and rap because, let's face it, that's what people talk about.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to, oh no, our children are being tainted. I see that still being talked about a lot. Video games are just now starting to get up there.
Oh, yeah. So, unfortunately, Miss Australian such and such, weak. That was a weak argument. It was bad and you should feel bad. Moving on. So, Fortnite on the Switch, 2 million downloads. Oh, crap. Okay. So, This really sucks because I have to bring up what Sony didn't do.
Cross-platform play?
Well, no, actually. Well, yes, not cross-platform, but they did actually release a statement. And by releasing a statement, they said a whole lot about absolutely nothing. So, for those of you who aren't aware, if you have played Fortnite on your PS4, if you have linked your Epic account to your PS4, then it cannot be used anywhere else. That's it.
Oh, the pettiness! That makes that tweet from Xbox UK even better.
So, if now, here's something interesting. When you attempt to do that, and on your Switch, a message will appear stating that this Epic account has been locked with the PS4 and Epic Games nor Nintendo can do anything about it. There's an actual message that is presented. Sony just recently released a statement saying that they are enjoying the cross-platform play that you have on your PS4 and that the other 70 million people who play Fortnite on the PS4 are also enjoying that and that will continue. Addressing not at all anything stated about why you won't allow people who have Epic accounts.
It's a completely different account, Sony. Oh, that's hilarious.
Now, what I find interesting, though, is that think about exactly what it would take to actually do that. Because you just said it's another account. Well, what if people actually did that? What if people just made another account on their Switch? Because here's the thing. Here's the reason why I believe that the Switch is so popular. I can take it anywhere. I could actually go anywhere with it, and it's wonderful. Oh, here we go. I was actually able to properly find it. So, and this was a statement that Sony made to the BBC, which is as such. We're always open to hearing what the PlayStation community is interested in to enhancing their gaming experience. With more than 80 million monthly active users, you had to make sure that you say they were active, users on PlayStation Network, we've built a huge community of gamers who can play together on Fortnite and all online titles. We also offer Fortnite cross-play with Mac, PC, iOS, and Android devices, expanding the opportunity for Fortnite fans on PS4 to play with even more gamers on other platforms. We have nothing further to add beyond this point.
So, you're not gonna bring up the point that you totally block people from using their really well worked on account.
Oh yeah, so yeah, all those cosmetics you bought, the friends, your matches, your KD ratio, yeah, none of that. None of that's coming over. None of that. And
wow.
Now, you know what I think?
What?
I wouldn't be surprised if people just started making new accounts and started playing on their Switch more. And I'll tell you why. So, you saw the tweet with Microsoft and What was it? Microsoft UK?
It was Xbox UK.
Yeah.
And they're all like, hey, Nintendo UK, want to play Fortnite later? And oh God, I was at work giggling.
I wouldn't be surprised if people actually did that. Because think about it. The game is free.
Uh-huh.
And you can take it anywhere. So I could just get a match together. Like, at my day job, I am 100% certain that there are people who have a Nintendo Switch who will definitely be taking the opportunity to be like, oh man, we got some downtime. Let me get a thing of Fortnite in. Like,
I can't relate to whatever you're talking about as far as your work goes.
Okay, well, yes, I do imagine that is going to be good. So yes, Fortnite on the Switch, wonderful E3 reveal. Next big thing, probably, well, the second biggest thing
but real quick, because Nintendo Direct was great, I didn't get my Animal Crossing.
Okay, no, you didn't get your Animal Crossing yet.
Look at me.
I'm looking at you.
I didn't get my Animal Crossing. Isabelle is sad.
Okay, we just didn't get it yet. Now, I will say it would be nice to get some sort of Animal Crossing game on the Switch.
And a new one, not another port.
Yeah, no.
Or DLC, essentially.
Like, Nintendo, if you could stop porting games over and making some new ones, that would be good. Obviously, you know, you're really deep in my wallet now, unfortunately. Especially with the Octoling expansion for Splatoon.
Oh, man.
Okay. That was... Okay, so... The Splatoon 2 World Championship happened. The GG boys did an amazing job. I was blown away that movement could happen like that with motion controls. Obviously, all of them were using pro controllers, and that was really cool. The Octoling expansion, which dropped yesterday, I've only played a few levels, and oh boy, I'm gonna be crushing some Joy-Cons as frustrating as this is. But
I mean, can you not though?
I have spares. It's cool.
But oh God.
But the biggest thing that happened at E3 for Nintendo, arguably, Super Smash Brothers Ultimate.
Oh Lord Jesus, there was screaming.
Now, I'm just gonna name a few characters. We got Inklings, which I am so happy about. We got Daisy.
I knew you were going to do that.
I love Daisy. Echo character or not, I love Daisy. And then, some strange reason...
We got Ice Climbers.
We have everyone. Literally, he said, every single character that has been a playable character in Smash Brothers is in here. Now, unfortunately, Sakurai, I didn't get a chance to ask him, why do we have Ridley?
Because the meme.
Like, I know people are like, we want Ridley in Smash. Apparently, a lot of people wanted Waluigi to be playable in Smash, too. Like,
I mean, it's an ongoing joke.
Okay, Ridley was an ongoing joke.
Yeah, and you know what happened to this ongoing joke? Nintendo looked at it and was like, people keep saying this. You know what would be great? What if we killed the joke? What? Yes. Yes? Yes.
Okay, so what you're telling me is that later down the line and like, $3.99 pack, there's going to be Waluigi.
I mean, it would be pretty freaking great, honestly. I think it would be hilarious.
Okay, Waluigi doesn't need to be in Smash. Change my mind.
Waluigi doesn't need to be in Smash. I mean, Daisy didn't need to be there, but she's there, so.
Excuse me?
I mean, she's a copy. Anyway, she's a Echo. But she's here. We're happy she's here.
You're right. We are happy.
Yeah.
We are wonderfully happy. Yeah. Where's that Animal Crossing?
Oh, you know what?
Okay, then. So, yes.
Oh, okay.
Super Smash Brothers Ultimate.
So is Mario Kart or don't say nothing at all. Say it with the chest. Come on, son.
Okay, I'm just going to do Super Mario Party and then shut you up.
Ooh, we're going to have so much fun with that.
We actually really will. That was an amazing...
we're going to end so many friendships.
this is what Nintendo did for me. This is what they did the best. They gave me things that were fun. They didn't insult me with these nothing presentations. With the, why do I care about this? For example, what the Silent Man or whatnot, that was, I think it was Sony's. Yeah, it was Sony's E3 presentation. And you showed me some guy with a brown paper bag goes up to some other guys. He says something, like the guy, one of the guys says something to them, and then the guy who has the bag taps on his ear that he can't hear, and then as he's like trading, like not trading bull, but just knocking the guys out, it's like silence is deafening. It's like, what is this? What does this even mean? Elder Scrolls 5 or 6, and what does this mean? What am I supposed to do with this?
What was that Kojima game that trailer made no sense?
Exactly.
Wait, what was it? Oh God! Shadows die and shadow twice, die and twice. I can't remember the name of it.
But there's the thing. It's like
it's Kojima, so he doesn't make sense anyway. But it looked interesting.
I appreciate the fact that it looked interesting to you. I was reserving my hype, and I'm so glad I did, because overall, even with Nintendo, E3 was like,
eh?
Yeah. Why? I mean, I didn't even have to listen. I could have just like put it on 1.5 speed and then just watch the videos. Nothing was like, ooh, ah, yes. And I do imagine I'm probably going to get comments like, but this was good, but this was good, but this was good. And I will not say that you're wrong. What I will say is this. Nothing of substance was shown to me. Let me rephrase that. There was not a lot of substance that was shown to me at E3. Nothing was, ooh, ah, yeah, except Nintendo. And even with Nintendo, as wonderful as those things were, I knew about the Octoling expansion. I knew they were doing something with Smash. Like, these were things
that... doesn't help that the leaks kind of happen consistently.
So what... Exactly. So what is there to really be excited about?
I mean, I'm also... Though I'm probably not going to download the demo because I don't want my story to be messed up. The Octopath Traveler. Yeah.
Okay, I did that.
That seems like somewhat fun.
I did download the prologue demo. I haven't touched that because, you know, Octoling expansion. But that's unfortunately just what I was running into. I did not have enough substance. Like, the hype train was like, chew.
Yeah, and honestly, it was Nintendo Direct. It was pretty much Smash and a couple of the stuff, couple of things we're doing. Because after a while with the Smash thing, I'm like, yeah! Yeah! Okay, I'm done. I'm bored. I'm gonna make some noodles.
Now, I don't, honestly, with, if things continue on the trend that they're going now, I don't even know if I'm really going to be that hyped about next year. But obviously things can change from here and now. I mean,
if we were there, I'm sure it'd be a lot more hype.
Okay, if I was there during the cringeworthy, E3 where you had, I think it was some famous Twitch streamer was just like in the audience, just like, hey, how you doing? You know, casually talking to you like this. It's like, no, get up there and show me some video games. That's literally all I care about. I'm not here to be buddies with you or anything like that.
I mean, Mr. Gamer doesn't mean that. Mr. Gamer loves making friends and rubbing elbows, doesn't you? Doesn't you?
I'm pretty sure that's not how you say that, but I understand your point.
Doesn't you?
Yes, of course I do, Miss PR.
Thank you.
But yeah, I was... unfortunately, I was underwhelmed. I hope they'll be better next time. Okay, now that half is over, there's still one other thing that we need to talk about. Oh my God, IndiePop.
It was amazing. I hurt my leg over the weekend, though, so I couldn't enjoy it as much as I wanted.
It was, so I had a chance to meet so many, okay. Unfortunately, I can't even say a whole lot because there will be an article up shortly that properly encapsulates everything that I felt about it with the interviews that I took and just the everything. But I can safely say Indie PopCon 2018, second verse, same as the first. It was amazing. I had a wonderful time. They've grown so much versus last year, and it was just last year. Like, they had very, very popular, prominent people. There was significantly more indie developers there. I mean, just some games to bring up. Slug Slashers, that came back. And actually, Party Game of the Year at Indie PopCon, Mage Quit.
That game is so much fun.
Now, Mage Quit is a top-down, it's not a twin-stick shooter, but you are a mage, and you have certain spells that you get after each round, and the winner with the longest beard are basically the ones that gets the most kills within, I believe, 9 rounds.
It's 9 rounds.
Yeah, it's 9 rounds is the winner. And this game is amazing. Like,
and it's fast-paced, because 9 rounds sounds like a lot, but it is super fast-paced.
And it's like, you have dynamically changing environments. The spells are very intuitive. You don't really seem as if you have a whole lot of copies or anything like that.
You can be petty.
You can be petty, as said by Miss Duvall.
Oh, sorry, but I saw the rock wall thing, and I can just think of trapping somebody between the lava and a rock wall, and just
stuck between a rock and a hard place.
I was
able to see the developers of Text Quest there again. Like, I was happy about the fact that there were so more indie developers there.
Oh, the Crystal Core.
Ah, yes.
Which I feel like we're going to save for your...
Yeah, that
article?
Yes, that video game needs to have its own... It's an amazing video game that is going to hopefully shine a proper light on the wonders that video games can do for people, more specifically for kids. I've got to give that its own article. It cannot be just shoved into this podcast. It was amazing.
But overall, like, because I hurt my leg, I couldn't do everything I wanted to do, but they had laser tag was, oh my God, looked like so much fun.
They had laser tag, escape rooms.
They had three different escape rooms that were 30 minutes a piece.
And I might be a little bit addicted to escape rooms now, but that was amazing. Yes, I said a little bit. I know what I said.
We'll see how long that lasts.
So they had that.
They had lots of tournaments going on with BitLoft.
They had
the Icon
Player One.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
The Overwatch tournament. They had Hearthstone. They had League of Legends. And then that was just like in the big room. They also had Smash Brothers, Dragon Ball Z Fighter going on. They had a variety of podcasts, a variety of panels.
Oh, including the Ice Cream Social.
Okay, can we not? Can we not? Because I was in a good mood, and then you brought that up. Okay, so...
I blame it not being...
properly noted. Okay, so...
in the app.
So, Indie PopCon, they have an app similar to ASIN's guidebook, except it's an app called Indie PopCon, which is great. And in there was an event on a Sunday called Ice Cream Social. Now, you would think, okay, that's an ice cream social. It's ice cream, and you're going to be social. Cool. So...
it's been my first year of college.
My wife and I get there, she's dressed up, and I'm just not, because after being Bowser for as long as I was Bowser, you get tired. I'm pretty sure you've seen that costume. We get there, and there is no ice cream social. I'll tell you what there was. There was a podcast named Ice Cream Social. And I look at on the schedule, and I'm like,
it didn't say podcast. What?
So my wife and I, we head over to the information booth. Like, yeah, so there's supposed to be an ice cream social here, but instead there's a podcast. It's like, oh, yeah, the podcast is called Ice Cream Social. What? I'm sorry, what?
Oh, God.
Now, mind you, that honestly was the only very, very tiny gripe that I have with the whole convention. Just maybe perhaps naming things a little better next year. But if you aren't into anime...
Descriptions is what we're...
Thank you. Descriptions.
Yeah.
If you aren't into anime, video games, art, like, whatever you are into, I am 100% certain there is going to be something for you at Indie Pop. Whatever sort of pop culture or maybe not even thing you are into. Like,
you just want to dress up as your OC. Just go for it.
Please. please just go for it. Like, we saw, like, we saw Finico, Haida, and Retzko, all three of them, boom, together. We had what the
Kratos. That Kratos was awesome.
Boy, it's really like they're like. Mind you, as we said before, there's going to be an article. We're going to get the pictures up. There's going to be a proper piece for you to be able to see everything. Not to mention, it's going to be properly articulated because it'll be edited.
And, you know, not 10:50 at night Chicago time.
Yeah,
buddy.
So, yes. So, E3 was okay. Indie PopCon, two thumbs way, way, way up. And I can't wait. I can't wait for next year. How much bigger can you get that convention? I guess we could just take up more of the convention center. I mean, that's just totally
there
a thing.
There was a whole construction convention
going on. There was. I mean, before...
They were just looking at people like, what
like,
is
who,
this?
Who the... What are you... Why are you... What do you have that makeup on? Why are... Where are your clothes?
I saw one guy, and I saw his wife on his arm. And he saw Poison Ivy, and we all know how Poison Ivy looks.
Yep.
I don't think he survived the trip home.
I hope he did. But
R.I.P. guy.
That is all the time that we have here. For those at home, I'm Mr. Gamer.
And I'm Kitty the Ball.
Did you forget who you were?
I was yawning. Oh. I didn't know you were about to sign off. Let's do that. Let's go.
Oh, dear. And for those at home, I'm Mr. Gamer.
And I'm Kitty DeVos.
Signing off.